The word of the day is
ninja.
I'm Ariana.
And I'm Rayon.
And we're the Multiverse Kids. We're going to be doing a review for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge.
Yeah, you guys forgot to introduce me again. I'm your co-host.
You're a mad scientist.
The mad scientist, geeky dad. Now, you guys got this game on the Switch.
From us. We bought it.
You bought it? No, you did not.
You're crazy, right?
You did not buy it. Okay? By the way, we downloaded this, and it kept freezing up on us the first day.
But the Kiki Dad...
First few days,
yes.
The Kiki Dad used chemicals to fix it.
Yes, I had to rewire the entire Switch and make it work again.
Yeah, because he's a mad scientist that wants to take over the world!
I didn't actually rewire it. Now,
You didn't rewire it? You did it!
I called tech support.
What?
You're not a mad scientist.
Oh, kids, now, tell us a little bit about the game.
Okay, so you can play as many people.
Like Casey, April,
not yet.
Leo.
Stop.
How do you get Casey?
You have to finish the game with someone.
Mikey, you have to finish the game. But you have to fight Super Shredder.
Not yet, Frank, stop.
And a statue of Trinity.
Tragedy? What's tragedy?
Yeah. What are all the villains? What are all the bosses?
Wait! He hasn't even said all of them!
What?
First of all, you only start out as not even Casey yet! You have Leo, Raffi, Donnie, Mikey, April, and then Shredder. I mean, not Shredder. Why would you play as Shredder?
Splinter!
That's all the people that you have first. Then when you finish the game, it says, like, you unlock Casey Jones! Which looks like a guy in a mask that wants to kill you with hockey sticks.
And yeah. And
has long hair, which makes it even worse.
And yeah. My favorite players is Casey, Leo, Raph,
Leo's
Mikey.
The worst.
Those are my favorite players. Leo, Raph, Mikey.
Yeah, you guys don't get confused when everybody's playing at the same time.
Kind of. Most of the time.
Never.
We defeated the game.
Yes.
On Daddy's file.
Yeah.
And he unlocked Casey. And he wanted to play as Casey, but I played as him first.
Yeah, we also did a team of non-turtles after beating the game.
Yes, Splinter? April, Casey, and Splinter.
Yeah, it's a fun game to play.
I'm always April.
It's a fun game to play with
Casey.
All of the family.
Who are you?
Splinter.
I was Casey, you were...
I just said it.
Now, cool. They should do a download version of this game where you get to play as the villains.
Like superhero girls where you can play as the villains and the good guys.
Yeah, you should do a version of that and and you can play as the same person.
Oh, if you want. They should do like a download of pack where you get to play as the frog guys.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Punk frogs, they got all the credit when they were just standing around doing autographs. Hi, I'm just doing a cameo. I'm just going to stand here and do nothing.
Yeah, they didn't do anything.
Wait, they should do a game where you can play as the villains, the punk frogs, and
no,
the turtles.
No, the punk frogs.
And Splinter, and April, and Casey.
Yeah, they should also do a version where you get to play as the different versions of... The Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
From the different cartoons.
The Bunker Collection.
Well, that's a different thing altogether.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that guy that we fought.
No. Now, you know, this show is based on the original Turtles from the 80s.
That's what she looks like. That's why she's wearing yellow pajamas?
Yes. Yeah. The best Ninja Turtle cartoon from the 80s.
Except in the new one, she actually has a fan where it's like...
She looks like a little kid.
Oh, no, I meant the 3D one.
She looks like a kid.
She's supposed to be a teen.
Well, she looks. She's supposed to be.
And Casey looks.
She's supposed to be an older woman. Okay.
Like Casey looks reporter. Much more scary.
Yes, Casey's supposed to be a psycho.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you guys, what do you want? What do you grade this game?
Eight. Four thumbs up.
Yeah.
Four thumbs up.
You love this game?
But if
yes.
If I had more thumbs, I'd do eight.
Yeah. It's a little, you know, we kind of, this is the fastest we ever beat a game.
Yes. One game took me four or five years to finish.
There's 16 levels.
And we beat this in what? 2 days?
Nah.
You did most of it alone.
A day and a half.
No, more like a month or something.
It was not a month. It was 2 days.
How long did you do it?
Yeah.
A little bit more than 2 days, but.
And there's 16 levels.
Yeah.
16.
I wish there was a level where you could actually drive the turtle van.
Shellraiser.
Yeah.
It's better.
You don't even know what it's called.
Or at least fight on top of it while it's driving. That would have been cool.
That's in the new Ninja Turtles game.
The 3D one in the 2DS. I would play that.
Yeah, you did that level?
Yes.
Yeah. That's in the game.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a future episode, right, guys?
Future. Yes. Yeah. Not this one.
All right. That's our video game review.
And in Ninja Turtles, you go to the future.
And later. If you like Ninja Turtles, this is definitely the game to get, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you have some kids or you have some extra friends, buy some extra controllers. And, you know, it's even better.
You can play with them. If you have the regular Switch, you can only play with one person.
Yeah. You got to use all four controllers. And everybody can play at one time. Right?
More than four, there's six players.
I don't think you can play as all six at the same time, though.
There's six controllers.
I don't think there's six slots. Is there?
I don't know.
It gets too confusing when it's more than four people. All right? Just keep it at four.
Yeah. So then I can't even play as April. That they made a mistake with that.
They should put in the female Ninja Turtle as a download feature.
Yeah.
If you finish the level,
so guys,
once you finish it again, you get to do that.
Yeah. So the people who make this game, add these extra features. All right. Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Make sure to hit the bell, subscribe, and like to the Multiverse Kids channel and the Geeky Dad podcast. Bye.
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 Cowabunga!
What? Cowabunga!
What?
This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audible.com/thegeekydadpodcast and you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show. Help out yourself. And listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now, I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So, try it out. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, give us a shell. Take a part. Tell the wars must be some fighting. took me 10 years to make the perfect man cave.
And then we took it over.
And we made it into the multiversal chamber.
Then I started my own podcast.
And we took that over too.
And we're the co-hosts, the Multiverse Kids.
Yeah, and I'm the dad, the geeky dad. And every week, we what?
We review the movies, shows, and books.
Games and toys.
Yeah, and sometimes we even have a special guest. So, join us every week on the Geeky Dad Podcast.